Parak Vav of Sefer Ezra, eventually halfway through it, goes back to Hebrew, Baruch Hashem. Here we have Daryavesh, who's looking at the royal archives and finds the scroll, the initial permission to Gil to build a Beis HaMikdash by Koresh in a palace in Madai. Apparently, he couldn't find the scroll anywhere in Bavel, so the scroll was found in Madai. He gives full permission, he gives financial assistance, but he's very supportive of this. And on the 3rd of Adar, with the sacrifices and all the divisions for Kanam Leviim, the Beis HaMikdash is completed. What happens is it took 4 years eventually to build it, and they offered the Korban Pesach with much joy. There's a reference that says this Beis HaMikdash in the inauguration in Pasuk Tezayin, that's the hopes of the people, then it's going to lead to the third Beis HaMikdash and the final one that's going to come down from Shemayim, as we've discussed in the past. Those were their hopes. It's interesting. They didn't let the euphoria lose their sense of long-term vision. Many people, they're happy for the moment. They forget what's coming long-term. Their eyes were on the ball here.